Public transportation activists are calling on Muni riders to participate in a fare strike in response to an increase in fares beginning September 1st. A press conference and speak out held in San Francisco's Mission District gathered activists and some riders this afternoon. Tina Rodia reports.
Members of the Muni Fare Strike Coalition are urging riders to resist paying more in fees for less service. For months, the Coalition for Transit Justice has been rallying and attending hearings at City Hall to try to stop the cash-strapped Muni system from raising fares by 25 cents, the second fare increase in 3 years. After failing to convince the Board of Supervisors to vote against the fare hike, a diverse group of activists and community members gathered at 24th Street and Mission to call for a fare strike. Michael Lyon is a member of the Fare Strike Coalition and was at the rally.
There was a huge variety of different speakers, from youth groups, from immigrant groups, several seniors groups, disability group, and young workers group. And their themes were that we shouldn't pay more to wait longer for more crowded buses, and that was what was needed to fix the situation is to ride the buses, but to not pay. We're hoping that the drop-off in revenue will be more than what the increase in revenue that they were hoping to get, and that this will bring them to their senses.
Fare strikes have been successful in preventing a 2004 planned fare hike in Chicago and a 1999 fare hike in Los Angeles. Lyon explains how riders can participate in the fare strike.
The fare strikes are kind of the opposite of a boycott. In fare strikes, we urge people to use the buses as they normally do, but not to pay. Muni's policy is that drivers should not try to force patrons to pay because they realize they're in a very weak position because the system could just be completely shut down. The drivers have always been instructed to continue on their routes. There are fare inspectors that can ticket people, but the Muni has said that they're not going to be an increased number of fare inspectors during this time.
The coalition has established a Muni Fare Strike legal team, which will work with the National Lawyers Guild to provide legal support for riders issued a citation for refusing to pay their fare. Riders and activists have urged the Municipal Transportation Agency and the City of San Francisco to seek funding for public transit, not just from riders, but from downtown businesses whose workers use Muni services. But not all downtown businesses pay transit impact fees, either on a one-time basis or yearly. The Coalition for Transit Justice wants the city to take measures that would make downtown businesses pay their fair share. Reva Entine is a member of the Coalition and the Muni Fare Strike legal team. Entine is also a member of the KPFA local station board. She argues that riders paying the fare increases are the ones who can least afford it.
They did not raise the fare for the fast pass, so people who can afford to pay $45 up front at the beginning of the month are not being impacted. But the people who do not have that kind of cash flow, the people, again, most vulnerable, most disenfranchised by this economic system are the ones who are being asked to fork it over.
Along with fare increases, Muni is responding to its budget deficit with 200 layoffs and cuts in bus service. Members of the Coalition for Transit Justice want to see the MTA balance its budget without affecting the cost and frequency of Muni service. For KPFA News, this is Tina Rodia.